appreciate everything this morning. We get into the Word of God just for a little while. Galatians, 6th chapter. And we're going to have about the 7th verse to start a reading this morning. The Bible said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not." Amen. It's important. Every man is sowing something. But it's important that we are advanced enough in what we're sowing that we do not deceive ourselves. You know, it said that if we sow to the Spirit, shall of the Spirit, we'll reap life everlasting. Spirit's going to take us all the way home. Now let's go on into the Word just a little bit backwards. Matthew 13th chapter and a 24th verse. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. And while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blades was sprang up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? For whence then has it tares? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Will thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reaper, gather ye in together. Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barns. Now, God is not mocked. And we see he said a parable. A man went out into his field and to sow good seed. Whenever the Word of God is applied, whether it's Brother Mike in reading the Word of God, in Sunday school starting the service, I wear a chain. I teach in the Word of God. I the Word of God is good seed. And is sold among the people in the church. And he said, that everything grew together. Everything looked like one another. We couldn't tell the tares from the wheat until the time come that the fruit was yield. Whenever the wheat began to yield her fruit, then you could tell a great big difference in the field. And then appeared the tares. I'm here to tell you today, I don't know your life. I don't want to know your life. You may be gay. You may be a liar. You may be a thief. You may be a drunkard. You may be righteous. I don't know. One thing I know. He said, whenever they begin to put forth the fruit, you listen, there was separation. You could see the separation. Brother, listen, if you are living for the devil and you're walking with the devil, you may fit in like a glove. Brother, whenever the power of God begins to come down, and we, the saints of God, lift up their eyes to heaven with a good and clean, pure heart, and begin to lift up their voices. Listen, you better know that the devil will not lift up a testimony to Jesus. Listen, I don't know, but the Bible said, now I don't know, we know we get together all together, right? And if I tried to figure out who was right, who was wrong, then I was going to root up somebody that's really trying their best. Then I just leave it alone. My, my. The good man of the field said, leave them alone. Let them grow together. Brother, because that one day I said, I will say to the reaper, listen, from the four winds of the earth, and he will separate them. We may live together and talk together, but there's a coming of separation day. Whenever. And if we are servants of sin, if we're servants of the devil, you ain't going to have no testimony for Jesus. I'm not saying everybody's got to testify, but I will say you got to pray and live for Jesus if you're his seed. If you're a good seed, you got to pray and you got to live for Jesus. And you know something? I told somebody one time, he said, I'm worried about you. And I said, why are you worried about me? He said, you know, everybody that comes along, it's on to me. I trying to get me to go to church. Brother, I said, you see me every day. If my everyday walk of life is not a witness to you, ain't nothing I can say to help you. We might not have a big overflowing testimony, but we'll have a good life. With good seed, we'll live a good, clean life. We'll get along with our brothers and sisters down here. We'll have things in common with one another. The Bible said the Spirit, I would make intercession with each other. We would know. I would know if you had evil spirit, if you had your actions, how you talk, what you've done. There comes a separation. You couldn't tell a tire blade from a wheat blade until it began to yield its fruits. And then there was a great big difference. You see a man walk into the congregation of the Lord
And
if he's living for the devil, some for another, the devil will reveal himself. Some for another, you'll know the difference. I said we ought to be lifting up holy hands unto the Lord. We ought to be lifting up our heart to Jesus, because it's pure and holy and undefiled. If we're motivated with the devil and we're a tower among the wheat, we can't bring forth no good fruit. A tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Man, I'm telling you, I'm glad for the fruit of the Lord. Listen, I know that they got their emblem, a rainbow. All that mess started back yonder whenever he put a rainbow in the clouds. They may put their emblem there, but brothers, they can't have the blood for an emblem. It won't stay.
That's right.
My, they can use a rainbow all they want to. They go into the old world and the Old Testament all they want to. But brother, listen, nothing but the pure in heart is going to see Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing but the pure in heart, our brother, is going to receive the blood of the Lamb. And where you see the blood, Jesus said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
He'll protect you. The devil will kill you.
Yeah.
Jesus, if we must have the blood applied to be good seed, when the blood is applied, everything will be all right. He'll know the fruits of our heart. He'll know what we stand for. I don't know what you got out of the Word. As I said, I don't know your heart. I don't know where you stand with God. But from the beginning of time, when he put the rainbow in the sky, we had liars, we had thieves, we had everything that the devil could muster. But brother, listen, he said he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and his son come into the world, listen, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. If you really want good fruits, get on your knees with Jesus. Send up your heart filled with a testimony of God, and you'll have good fruits to overcome this world. I'm going to ask Melissa to come, get a verse of a song. Maybe the message was short. And I had in mind to go on into Revelations to the sharp sickle. Whenever the reaper would leave the pools of glory, let's stay, with a sharp sickle, to thirst in the sharp sickle, to reap them which is on the earth. Brother, listen, there's come the separation day, and whenever the Lord says to the reaper, with the sharp sickle, I thrust in your sharp sickle, right here is your sharpest sickle that you'll ever see. It's powerful, it's quick, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And if this word don't cut you to the heart, it's sad. If this word don't touch your heart, it's that situation. It condemns you. It cuts plumb into the mire. But one day, the book is going to be shut. And that's going to come a separation one day. And it's how you live this life. Will you be a good seed or a bad one?